It's stupid.
It's pointless.
It's irrelevant.
It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. I'm Nevin Barrich. He's Michael Feldman. Things That Matter with Mike and Nev can be found exclusively at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. Now, Mike, Christmas
Yes. Is
coming upon us. Just in the next day or two, Christmas Eve, then Christmas, so on and so forth.
And we're Jewish.
Yes. Yes, we are.
So why are we covering this?
Well, here's my thing on Christmas. Since you brought it up,
yeah.
My thing on Christmas is this.
Okay.
Christmas is a non-denominational holiday.
Okay.
It really is. Okay. Everybody around the world celebrates Christmas.
All right.
You know, and I don't think a lot of people realize, but Christmas is big in the Jewish community. It's the day where we all go to the movies.
Oh, I see.
True. Yeah, I mean, now, tell me you've never been to the movies on Christmas Day.
Okay, I've never been to the movie.
You,
on
yes,
Christmas
you
Day.
Have.
You told me to tell you that.
But you have.
Of course I have.
Of course.
You said to say it.
You did
so
say
I just,
it.
I just was going with you.
Okay. 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 But you have.
Oh, you were being sarcastic. You were saying that, like,
I was trying to make
a point.
You're
being dramatic. I
yes,
see. I'm
yes,
sorry.
Yes.
No, of course I'm big. I'm a Jew. What do you want?
Exactly.
Of course
you're
going to
Christmas,
Christmas
Day.
Come on.
Yes.
Come on, man.
That's
yeah.
the, I
no,
mean,
no. And it's also the day where if we're smooth, we basically mooch off of our Christian friends.
Yes.
And, like, eat their food and
yes.
get some presents.
Exactly.
Because they feel guilty.
Exactly.
I love yeah. it.
Because, you know, because yeah. there's a thing. You know, people, a lot of Christmas folk are jealous of Jews because they see Hanukkah and they're like, wow, you get 8 days of presents. What people don't realize is that most of those presents suck.
Oh my God.
I mean, they're bad.
They're lame.
You sound like you have some horror stories.
Oh, many. But that's, we don't need to go into them. But
no,
you know,
go into one or two.
Well, no, I see my memory, I mean, you know, I've gotten all kinds of, you know, weird random stuff. Mm-hmm. And like the eighth one is really good, you know. But, well, sometimes. But,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
but,
always.
But what I was going to say is, though, is, you know, I don't know if you've ever gotten this, but like that Manischewitz, like 8 days of Hanukkah box.
Are you serious?
See, I got this all, like, I get this every year. What it is, okay, you ready for this?
Yeah, go for it.
Days 1 through 6,
uh-huh.
piece of fruit.
Okay.
Yeah.
The same fruit?
Well, it's usually different kinds of pears. Occasionally. Yeah, I know.
Oh my God.
Now, day 5 will occasionally be like some, you know, some chocolate coins.
Okay.
Right, to try to like spice it up.
Or gelt, as they're
yeah.
called.
And then day 8, chocolate dreidel. Which is kind of badass. It's huge. It's
right.
like a huge chocolate dreidel. Now, oh, excuse me. I'm so sorry. This is like Harry and David, not Manischewitz.
Oh, I was going to say.
I'm sorry. That
I was a little, yeah.
Actually, Manischewitz 8 days of Hanukkah would be good. It'd just be like wine.
I was getting,
like every day.
I was wondering what pears had to do with wine.
Yeah,
with
I'm
fruit.
Sorry. I
so,
take it back.
Harry and David, 8 days of Hanukkah.
Yeah, or, yes.
You have different kinds of pears.
Mm-hmm.
An occasional apple, some Hanukkah gel, and then a chocolate dreidel. Oh, okay.
I'll just say right now, I don't look forward to it.
Yeah.
It's something that happens.
It just is.
It's kind of like breathing.
Yeah.
Only labor.
Yeah, only like an unnecessary, but you can't avoid it.
Christmas.
Anyway.
Let's
okay,
go
no,
back
Christmas.
To Christmas.
No, Christmas. Okay, mistletoe.
Okay.
Mistletoe. Have you ever actually seen mistletoe being used?
No.
Now, you see it in movies.
Yes.
All the time.
Yes, you do.
And you see it really cool in movies. The girl notices the mistletoe, and she's always a beautiful girl. And, you know, you can imagine being that guy, like, wow, like, maybe I'll catch the beautiful girl, we'll be under the mistletoe, and then we'll kiss, and you know, violins will play, and so forth. It doesn't happen in real life
no.
at all, because
well,
there's no mistletoe.
And also we're Jewish.
That too.
And
yes.
that wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
See but you know, not that we're, you know, harping on the fact that we're Jewish.
No, no, not at all.
Yeah. But anyways, but yeah, no, you're right. It's you know, I've seen like fake mistletoe.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people trying to be like you know, sarcastic and
right,
clever
right.
and put like fake mistletoe up.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just so sad. It's, you know, it's like no one's going to do anything under it.
Right.
It's like, where did this come from?
Mistletoe?
Yeah.
I don't know, because I've never seen it.
Like, how did this start?
I'm not sure.
Like, what is it?
The history of mistletoe,
it's like,
I don't know.
It's not even like a product placement thing. It's not even like
no.
someone, it's not even someone's making a buck out of people talking about mistletoe
no.
all the time.
Because it doesn't exist.
Right.
Just in movies.
This isn't like candy corn,
right.
where like people only enjoy it for like one day out of the year.
Exactly.
You know,
and they'll make a bundle off that year enough to last the next
it's
year.
Incredible.
That's
but
true.
I mean, like, what's up?
Is mistletoe a myth? I mean, it's just like something
is
like
it like blue food.
Maybe.
Is
yeah.
It, a myth?
It could be. Is it like? Yeah. It could be. It could be.
You know what, everybody? We may do a special Mike and Nev podcast, like a special investigative report from the field.
The field
about whether mistletoe exists. Notice, I'm
what field
say,
will we be in?
Emphasis on might. Well, hopefully, a field of mistletoe.
Oh, but, yeah.
But emphasis on might.
boy.
And by might. You know, well, certainly not.
You know, if we do this, where we'll end up, yeah. I guarantee Albania. That's just, it's going to be where you find it.
You're going to say Skid Row. Yeah, okay. Yes.
But end up in Albania. Yes. Like these random hay fields, you know. We found where mistletoe might be.
Wow.
In the hay fields of Albania, where I just
You found, know, we could just say that.
That we're in, here, we're in Albania.
Who's going to know?
That's true.
Is someone going to come to us? Like, you know.
You kind of have to take our word for it.
Right. Like, the only thing that could happen is if, like, one of our mothers, like, mm-hmm. walked in while we were doing it in one of our places.
Knocking on the door.
Right.
No, and, that's an Albanian door.
Like, yeah, right. I mean, like, hey, you want some pie? You know, no.
From our Albanian host.
Yes. Who speaks English. And
fluently.
Like a Jewish mother.
I love it.
Whoops.
Crazy.
Oh, well.
Okay, speaking of Christmas.
Yes.
Okay, now, this is one of the weird politically correct things I never understood.
Okay.
Now, I've noticed this for the last few years, okay. that apparently now it's no longer quote-unquote PC to say things like Christmas party or Christmas trees, and that now you have to say holiday party or holiday tree.
You know, that's a good point.
What? I don't get it. I mean, as a Jew, I'm not offended. I'm not.
No.
I mean, if someone says, you know, the annual office Christmas party, I don't think to myself, well, what about us Jews who go to the movies every year on Christmas and keeps Hollywood going during this down holiday season? No, I don't think that. I just right. think, okay, Christmas party, cool. You know, yeah. I'm not offended, so why the change?
That's a great question. I don't know. That's weird. Mm-hmm. I mean, we are not the right people to be discussing
True.
This. You know, I
but,
mean, I
but
think...
We're
I
not
think,
the right ones, but we're the only ones.
You know...
That's and so we point. Have to carry
so
the
you
mantle.
Know what? You know what, guys? So we're sorry in advance, but we're going to do it. That's a good question. I think, I don't know, you know, because it's like, I mean, Christ was Jewish, mm-hmm. so obviously how could we possibly care? It's like, all right, cool, he was a brother, whatever.
What?
Well, that came out wrong.
Brother anyway, of the cross.
Never mind. But anyways, you know, he's with us, you know, cool. But it's like, you know, God, that's a great question.
You know, I just think it goes a little too far.
Well, you know? Yeah. Well, come on. PC things always go a little too
True.
Far. I mean, that's always like, you
I mean,
kidding
it's me. Nuts. You actually yeah. waste your time. You know, yeah. saying Christmas trees was never a problem for the first, you know, 2006 years yeah. of our existence. And now, all of a sudden, it's a problem.
You mean like 2007?
Done, 7
times.
It's 2008. It's happened the last couple years.
Oh, has it?
Yes,
oh,
it has.
Okay, I didn't really notice it.
You were in a liberal arts college cut off from the rest of the world.
Okay. Or you I know. Was in Madison Square Garden.
That too, giving your tours.
Right.
Yeah, it's true. And, you know, New Yorkers, yes, don't care about anything. That's true. You were in New York. There's no such thing as PC in New
wow.
York City. That's a fact.
We strive for accuracy. You know, on Mike and Nev's show. You know, sometimes we succeed. And sometimes...
I thought we succeeded
we
there.
We broadcast from Albania. In Los Angeles.
In the hayfields.
In the valley. but anyways, yeah, it's great. Right. No, yeah, that's weird, though.
Yeah,
right. That's really
just,
weird. I mean, do people say holiday tree?
They're starting to.
Oh, no.
They're starting to, Mike.
Come on.
I know.
Come on, man. You know what? I'm just going to say, for all of you who actually do the holiday tree thing, I have gone to Vermont
mm-hmm.
for Thanksgiving, and I have gone to a field of Christmas trees.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I said it, Christmas trees.
Say it,
okay?
Mike. Say it with
All
pride.
Right, okay, all right.
Say it,
God, I feel like I'm doing the Ben in North Dakota rant again.
Oh, man.
But anyways, but you know what I'm saying here. And it's like, and I have lugged that stupid thing through the snow, okay, carried it up a hill, right, strapped it to the car in freezing weather, tied it, all this stuff. I'm calling it a Christmas tree, okay, because I'm doing it for Christmas. I'm not doing it for my holiday,
mm-hmm.
okay? I'm not doing it for a random holiday. I'm doing it for Christmas,
mm-hmm.
all right? I suffered for Christmas.
This is a Jew talking, folks.
All right?
This is a Jew talking.
So, word up.
That's right. Preach on, Mike.
Word up.
We always encourage letters
well,
from
hang
our...
Hang on a second.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What happened to the first topic?
Well, I'm just saying we went a little bit along with the,
oh,
with the first ones. Well, I'm not going to verbally say, Mike, let's go to one of the topics I'm on the air.
Oh.
But since...
Oh.
Now I have to say it.
Oh.
Like,
okay.
We went
you
so,
know what?
Okay,
everybody, I'm going to introduce the topic because I want to cover it, okay?
All right.
And we're gonna spend 20 seconds on this topic because it's on the paper. It's in the script, okay? And our topic is Santa Claus real?
Okay.
Now, Nevin, you know what? I'm trying to do like how you do it. Now, Nevin, you know what? Is Santa Claus real? No! He's not. Nevin, what do you think?
I think he is. I think there's a little bit of Santa Claus in us all.
You know, we encourage listeners, you know, to write us in and do all this stuff. He's the one who does this normally. You know, and you can do that by sending us an email at what's the site? Mike and Nev at...
Mike and Nev, okay, fine.
You know, you can write us. Please feel free to write us. Send us a line at mikeandnev@yahoo.com. It's a very exciting email address. We check it every, well... How often do we check it?
Not very often.
Okay, fine. Not very often. Every so often. And this week's letter, I believe this is
You forgot another one, though.
What?
You forgot they could leave a comment at mikeandnev.blogspot.com.
Okay, you can leave a comment at our website that Nev just talked about.
There you go.
Which was what again?
mikeandnev.blogspot.com.
Thanks, Nevin. All right. This week's letter comes from Matt in Utah. Mm-hmm. Did I pronounce everything right there?
So far,
okay,
so good.
Okay, good. And he says, and actually, this is a rather timely comment.
It was, actually.
Wow, that's very nice. See, Matt was concerned also about this whole holiday thing, mm-hmm. right?
He was.
And he said, you know, what's up with the whole holiday thing? It's wrong to say Christmas party because we live in a society where it is more taboo to be religious than gay.
Mm.
And just in case you forgot from before, that's from Matt in Utah.
And coming from Utah,
yeah.
where obviously you have a big Mormon population, I mean,
right.
this is saying a lot. And yeah, he
yes,
brings
it
up
is.
A really good point.
Yeah.
That in a lot of ways, it is more taboo to be religious, that you can't say, you know, what you think, how you feel. And there is a far less, you know, religious tolerance, which is really ridiculous because, on one hand, we're encouraging more expressions of, you know, free speech and free religion and so forth. And on the other hand, you know, when you bring up these, you know, PC things, I think it discourages public displays of your spirituality.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was,
see, I can be a deep wingman.
That was rather profound.
Thank you.
Very good.
I'm taking my new role quite nicely.
Yes, you are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I got no more to say.
Okay.
That was good. That, yeah, I mean, that's a, you know, Matt, thank you for that. That's
that,
a...
That works for me.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, see, that's what we couldn't do. That's what we couldn't come up with, you know, was that viewpoint.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're...
That's why we need these letters.
Right, because it's kind of, you know, it's the whole Jewish thing. It's like, it's always been a little under,
yeah,
the,
we,
know,
yeah.
the radar. You know, it's always been a little like, yeah, it's cooler to be Christian
yeah.
in this society.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
So,
we are kind of on the outside.
So there you go.
For us.
All right. You know what? Go ahead.
You want
take
me?
Us home.
Oh, is that okay?
Oh, yeah.
Is that okay if you...
I'm good to go.
Okay.
Go
you got that out of your
I'm
system?
I'm done. You know, okay. I'm out. I'm done.
Okay.
All right, I'm gonna go get a drink.
Oh, you go get a drink. I will sign us
all
up.
Right, whatever.
That will do it for this week's episode. You're actually going for a
no,
drink,
I'll
aren't you?
Yeah,
you're actually
leaving.
Can you give me something to drink at your
yeah, sure.
I'm
yeah,
serious. I'm dead serious.
Okay. Do you know how to stop the podcast and everything?
No, but I'll just keep it going for a few minutes. Well, I just hit the stop button, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Just the one with the blue.
No, it's highlighted. Just click the left mouse button when you're done.
Left mouse button. Okay.
Okay. What did you want to drink?
I wanted a Diet Cherry Pepsi if there's any more.
All right, I'll go in the front.
All right, cool. All right, please,
cool.
Please do. All right, sweet. Yeah. Ice, too. And while Mike's getting me some ice, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. For Mike, let's come up with a nickname for him. From Mike, what do you think? For Mike, taboo. Nah, not taboo religious film, and that's a little weird. For Mike, you know, I want to take over the show. Nah, that's kind of boring, you know. Okay, for Mike, do you believe in Santa Claus Feldman? I'd say no. I'm Nevin Barish. Is the things that matter?